This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Here it is, in the conversation. We back to triumphant.
In a brand new world.
What world are we in?
Cheeto Land.
Oh, shit. New leader. Same conversation.
Get in.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is it. This is In the Conversation. We back. Yeah, I had to keep it real, real cool. This is Damian Lemon.
You all right?
I'm chilling, man. It's just, you know, hold on, I'll talk to you in a second after I introduce you. But this is Damian Lemon. This is In the Conversation. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Coronel Vladimir Camaño.
Okay, good to hear from you. And on my left-hand side, I got...
The voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
What's going on? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm not sure. What's this vibe we got going here?
We out here chilling.
It's not NPR, but it's something.
It's not NPR. It's not Hot 97. It's just right there in the middle. Because it was a lot. It was a lot. Sometimes it feels like a lot. Yeah, I'm just trying to just say hello to people.
Hello.
Hello. There you go.
Yeah, very mellow. Very mellow.
Yeah, mellow. Just living life.
That ain't got much swag on it.
Nah, I think so.
Hello.
I think so.
Say hello with swag.
Hello.
Hello.
Ooh, hello. I'm swaggy. Hello.
Hello.
Shout out to Lionel. How you fellas doing? How's it going? What's up, man? What's the latest?
Man, everything cool, man. Brand new world, ain't it?
I guess so. I mean, it feels like the same. It's just under new management.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like the same old world, though.
It's the same, man, but, you know, it feels a lot different.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, it seems that way.
Does it seem that way or to feel that way? How's it feel to you?
I feel that people are feeling different.
Yeah, people feel different.
People feel different.
Okay.
I mean, I got bum rushed in a damn coffee shop. I'm trying to get my mind together, my thoughts right.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
Right.
Right, actually writing out some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One of my neighbors come through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, of Caucasian descent.
Right.
Hey, Ali.
Yep.
What's up, man?
Mm-hmm.
Are you into any activism?
Wow.
I'm like,
ha ha.
I mean, I'm into this coffee and these notes right now, but you know what I mean? Not a whole lot. I mean, I do a couple things, but not
What
much.
Are you doing?
And he was like, man, it just feels like that everyone should be doing something. I was like, man, hold up. Then we got into a whole big thing because he was like, no, I don't want to, you know, downplay any other causes and stuff.
Uh-oh.
I was just like, listen, man. You, it's not that you're downplaying. It's just that you're not a part of these different causes. Yeah. And now... that somebody stepped on your motherfucking toes.
Right.
You activated. Now you an activist and you wanna motivate. Now you wanna talk to everybody about activism and
mobilize.
Shit. You wanna mobilize.
What are you doing?
What are you doing about this shit? You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the same shit I was doing yesterday.
Right.
And day before and last year.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? 2 years before that. So, you know what I'm saying? It feels different because different people are motivated and activated right now. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
A lot of collective bitching.
Exactly.
It's like a conversation starter. To your point, there's a Caucasian neighbor in my building who I don't know to this day. I still don't know her name. I don't think she know my name, but she saw me waiting on the elevator. She said, 2 days of Trump, huh? World hasn't gone to shit yet. And I'm like, true. All right. I don't even know you, but I guess this is the collective
activation.
Yeah, is this what we all on?
That's what they on. I mean, it's just such an overarching conversation. And what they doing now with Trump? And I say they because you know how I be it.
You say they in the Khaled sense, or you saying they in what sense?
In the Khaled sense.
Okay.
They and them.
Okay.
And Trump and them.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't never one person. It's Trump and them.
The whole collective.
The whole collective of what's going on. Seem like they attacking, they activating everybody's cause. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whatever your cause is, get out and go fight that shit. Because they attacking all the shit. Oh, you the pipeline, motherfucker?
Okay. Right.
Check, that's back on. Oh, you women's rights? Check, that's back on.
We shitting on you too.
You know what I'm saying? Who else? You know what I'm saying? They got a list. they activating all them shits at once. So it's like kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to even jump in the fight because every fight's going on all around.
You know, I was watching Ava DuVernay's The 13th.
Okay.
On Netflix. And, you know, the first half hour, she does an amazing job of discussing the Southern strategy, which was a way that politicians would use coded language to attract the Southern vote. And basically criminalizing black people as a way to get Republican votes. And I think the challenge now is that because of the internet and because of Donald's, just the way he is, he's so inflammatory, I think it's getting harder and harder for that conservative elite to code their interests.
They don't have to no more.
Exactly. And I think that's what's sparking. Yeah, it's almost like that old joke about how, like, northern races versus southern races. You know, it's an old joke. We all know this, that, like, northern races are very coded and discreet. Whereas in the South, they let you know right up front. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's bleeding into politics now. Like, Donald is so inflammatory, and, like, them protecting the interests of the rich people and the elite is so obvious now.
Right.
In healthcare, in prison systems, like in all the other aspects, like it's so blatant now, and I think that's why I think they're so inflammatory. In terms of what Ali is saying regarding everyone having a movement.
Yeah, because everybody getting punched in the nose.
Yeah, man, so blatantly.
Let me ask you this: do you prefer your racism to be coded, or do you would you like overt? You like covert versus overt racism? I'm curious.
Well, no, I think this is like it's time to confront the overt right on. Like before, right. It was so coded that they could kind of weasel themselves out of it. But now it's so blatant. There's so much evidence. There's so much information, and the fact that Donald has made the media an enemy. The information's coming out like. You know, the sheer volume of it, like it's getting harder and harder, I think, for that side of the ideology to hide themselves now, you know?
And it's going to be that much harder to decipher on what's the real shit to fight and the real shit that they doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They throwing out right, so much shit, now, it's like you right. can't even see what the real shit happening. Right.
Because from their side, they can easily create spectacles that can distract us.
Yeah, they got motherfucking Barnum and Bailey in the office. He the motherfucking ringleader and the clown at the same time.
So.
That sound like a bar. Sound like something this man wrote. About to kill him with this Barnum and Bailey bar. Shout out to Ringling Brothers. It's a rap for them. You saw that?
Yeah. So that was a
it's a rap, man. It's
least,
a rap.
At least in, rap. That, in that genre. That shit is going on at the White House. They moved a whole big tent to the White House.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting, though. But it's good to know where people stand. You know, I feel like this is just a reshuffling.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like every few years, America has to reshuffle. We find out what the climate is, and we find out how to make a way within that new landscape.
But see, some people ain't never been shuffled.
Who ain't never been? I mean,
some of these gentrified activists, some of them ain't never been shuffled.
This is their first struggle.
This is their first shuffle, man. They're like, hold the fuck up. God damn it. Hilarious. You know what I'm saying? It just feels like I ain't seen them outside. Now they outside.
Yeah. In mass.
Yeah, it's a problem, man.
That shit was lit. Somebody asked me, and I don't know what it is, I'm not going to say who it was, a friend of mine, just being flippant, was like, yo, did you go to the parade? He called it a parade. I was like, nah, I didn't go. I wasn't out there. His thing was, the reason he calls it a parade, this is his thing. He was like, to everyone, to your point, Connor, he was like, where were these people when we was marching for this or marching for that? You know, which is interesting because, you know, activism is activism, right? If you choose to be active, it's still your choice to activate on your own terms and your own cause.
Exactly.
So I'm not one of those people that's like, well, I ain't marching because they ain't march for this, because that's petty activism. You know what I mean? I'm just not marching because I'm tired. I'm chilling. It ain't really all the way. I mean, not this. I know I salute everybody that marched, and I like that. I like to see that. I just haven't marched in a while. I felt a bit of activism FOMO with this women's march because...
Well, you got to tell them what FOMO is.
FOMO is fear of missing out. I think, you know.
I mean, many people probably know.
A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know what the FOMO was.
I was looking at the gram. Because, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd heard about the march.
The women's march.
The women's march. And I saw that it was, you know, it was going to happen. And I figured it was going to be, you know, it was going to be somewhat of a success. I seen quite a bit of traction.
Yeah, it was getting, it was moving.
But I'd be lying if I wasn't blown away by the level of turnout. Like, I mean, when it went beyond the United States and people was reporting in from overseas, because I felt as though a lot of it had, the thrust of it was to go against Trump. You know, and Trump's outward misogyny, you know, primarily, and then everything else. You know what I mean? The fact that this election may have been rigged and things of that nature.
Right.
But it was definitely, women were letting Trump know, you're not going to view our gender as such. And you, your cronies in this entire U.S. And now the world, y'all need to recognize. And it was just interesting when I seen, wow, this shit. They was showing, checking in from Paris. They was checking in from back. I was like, God damn, this is serious. Like, I don't want to sound like somebody, you know, it's just, I hate to make it trivial, but it's you love a good ass turnout. You know, you love a good, you love a success. Because right after, I mean, this was the day after the inauguration where fucking Trump is using alternate facts and, you know, little shoddy numbers to be like, nah, we had the biggest turnout. And you looking at the photos, it wasn't, look, it was very, it
very
wasn't, it was a little sparse.
A little light.
So when the next day you got to see what a turnout looked like, it was, it threw me back. I was like, damn, everybody was at that shit except me.
And if you went.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
But if you went, where would you be going for?
I would just be another body out there. I would, you know, that's my thing. I wouldn't even, I don't even know what I'd have had on my son.
Yeah, what would your sign say?
I don't know. I think, honestly, if you was just the guy, you got a lot of points for just being out there, being supportive. Nah. I think it's just, you know what I mean? Just,
then you kind of had to fall the fuck back.
Fall back. It's not, you know, it's not your, this is not your podium. That's not your black, just show, lend
just,
support.
Just pick a sign. Like, you know what I mean? Get assigned a sign.
Yeah, be activist bae.
Right. Agnes Bay.
You know what I mean? Get that off. You know what I mean? But, you know, shout out to the movement. I like to see the movement moving. It just, you know, it surprised me.
It's going to be a lot of moving these next 4 years.
I think so. I think it's going to, which is good. Which is good. It's going to make, it's going to make people a little, you have to pay attention. You know what I mean? You're going to have to do even more than just marching. You're going to have to start coming up with some plans and some, you know, you know, just there has to be a plan. There has to be some demands and things of that nature. You know, especially now that you've shown, you know, via marching, and it'll be more of marching to come, that there is a lot of people that feel a certain type of way. Now that we know there's a lot of people, what do you want? How are we going to leverage all of that? You know, that's what I'm interested in seeing.
Well, you know, they just, the crazy thing is, like, the amount of, a quote, I mean, for lack of a better word, the email list that's been generated by this movement.
Yeah,
You know, for example, they're already setting up a march for April 15th, where they all go out to D.C. and they march to get Trump to release his tax returns.
Ooh,
And that just like it was a quick Twitter thing that somebody put out hashtag, and now it's like it's already been set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And who marching? For, man, like I mean, I'm not I'm, like you said. Everybody got cars. You know what I'm saying? Everybody activated, but I mean, really. It's people that's, you know what I'm saying, trying to save rights and save lives and, you know what I'm saying, things that, you know what I'm saying, he in the office already, his tax returns, whatever the fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Just me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that's, it's a, what was it, was the birthers with Obama, and what's these, the returners?
Yeah, the returners.
The returners, you
the
know
the auditors.
The auditors got to be activated. I mean, it's too many fucking fights.
Well,
man.
the larger issue, the reason why they want his tax returns is because they're trying to nail him on a conflict of interest violation, which is why they think he hasn't released his tax return, because it shows who, it can show where he's gotten money from, who he owes money to, and they think they can use that to say, hey, this guy needs to be impeached because he's clearly in a conflict of interest situation. That's why I think they're being so hard about getting him to release his tax return.
I feel like it's a little after the fact, though. Yeah. Like, can't get a man the presidency if that is the, if that's part of the deal points. Listen, if you want to be president, you need to release your taxes. And he say, fuck it, and y'all still let him be president? That's after the fact.
It just because it's not illegal, but it's considered unethical because every president since Nixon has done it voluntarily.
Right, but grabbing pussy is unethical.
But also, in Trump's particular case, he's the first billionaire to be in that office.
Uh-huh.
So in his particular case, well, as you guys know, they've already filed a lawsuit today.
Okay.
A lawsuit was filed by several ethics lawyers, some of them who were in the Obama administration.
Right.
And they filed a lawsuit today, well, actually yesterday. If it'll go through, I don't know, but a lawsuit was filed to get him to release his tax returns.
Yeah, I mean, I just still feel like it's a little late for that. Like, where's all the urgency after the fact now? Oh, you know what? Let's look into it. We should have looked into this when he was. I feel like, honestly, he punked a lot of mother. He like really bogarted his way through, right. You know, and now cats is acting as after the fact, after they done been slapped upside the head, right. That now they ready to get it popping. Yeah. You know what I mean? He done walked away. No, fuck that. Let's get it in.
Yeah, that's like, a fight for somebody else. That's somebody that's sitting around, you know, trying to come up with a technicality and to get you. We've seen how hard it is to impeach a motherfucker. Bill Clinton was getting head in the Oval Office with an intern, you know what I'm saying, that was barely of age, and that shit didn't go too far. They spent about 4 years fighting that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the expectation was for Trump to completely divest himself from his enterprise, and he has not done that. What he did was
he moved it over
to his children.
Right. Why would he?
Which is not it doesn't make any sense ethically. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the problem
is, as long as
he has connection to his business, he can manipulate any policy so that he benefits from it financially.
Absolutely.
And that's what the concern is.
Absolutely.
But he's going to always be connected to his business. His whole business say Trump. Every building he got say Trump. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All of that shit is going to be connected to him one way or the other. If it's his kids, he ain't going to walk away from his whole enterprise. He will for 4 years.
But that's what I mean. That's why the marches for his actions are getting so much movement, because they feel like he should not be allowed to do that.
Well, Obama was smoking reefer.
I want to see the turnout.
He wants to pose.
Yeah,
to
but
do
I mean,
that.
It's reefer. You know, reefer versus.
I'm just being facetious.
I think on one level, though, my own speculation is I don't think Trump really want to release his tax returns because it may reveal that he is not actually a billionaire. Because he's been hanging his hat on that billionaire tag for so long that it's part of what defines him. And right. Then, wait a minute. Dude, you ain't even, like, it's a whole, the fuck out of it, you know.
Puffy made absolutely. Money.
You know what I mean? Like, shit. Yeah, you ain't even,
Puff see his tax return like, oh, shit, I got Trump, Bob. Man.
That'll fuck his whole shit. He don't even want to be president no more. He want to be a billionaire more than he want to be president. That's why he became president.
Oh, I'm on this nigga neck.
Yeah. After these 4 years, he'll let you see them tax returns after four.
Oh, yeah, because like, they're going to be fat.
Look at how I came up.
Woo.
Thank you, America.
It's so, you know, Damon, what you're saying is true, though, man, because people forget he's not as amazing a businessman as people make him out to be.
No, he's a great marketer.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what do people want, man? What do we want out of a businessman? The man made it. He got his paper. He's 70 years old. He's still like, this motherfucker came up and became the president on y'all, man. It's like, what else you want out of him, man?
Well, look, I don't really, I'm not, honestly, I'll be honest, the shit starting to get tired to me, the whole thing. I understand I need to stay focused and be diligent. But a lot of the outrage is outrage on demand. Like I said, like I'm literally just waiting to get on the elevator. Hey! Or, you know what I mean? Like, what are you, like, come on, man.
They got this shit where it's finna be 24-hour outrage. It's a reality show. This president, the 45th, somebody wrote that shit, that the reality show called 45th.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker gonna run y'all ass in circles. Y'all gonna be tired of fighting shit and looking up shit. And, yeah, he gonna give you so much shit to fight and run after.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's definitely gonna make you a more informed citizen. You're going either that or you just ain't going to give a fuck. He's going to either tune in or not.
To that point, that's why he brought people like Steve Bannon in and Roger Ailes, because they know how to manipulate the media.
Right. You
know, I mean, it's like they're just going to keep all this shit going on, and then behind the scenes, they're actually doing what they want to do.
And just the fact that he keeps attacking the media, he's learned early. Just like he's this whole fake news shit has gotten a lot more traction. It's making people look at certain people, Trump supporters, look at the news a little differently. You know what I mean? Even when he did the whole crooked Hillary, that became, like, he marred her with that shit. Crooked right. Hillary became a bit of a brand. Right. You know what I mean? He's good at just chopping away at the credit. He's a fucking slimy dude, and he's not playing fair. It's gonna be some shit.
Yeah. So shit. What do? You go. You know what I mean? What do?
Save money. You eat healthy. You stay out the fucking way. Try not to get arrested.
See what the switch is. Once they make the switch, make sure you can adapt. Stay fluid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Stay popping.
Eat healthy.
Keep your energy high. You know what? Because I thought about this. Like, there's been a lot with this whole, especially with this inauguration shit, there's been a lot of these side-by-side memes of Obama with Trump, right? There's the one where the inauguration, Obama is getting out the limo. He waits for Michelle. They go up arm in arm. Then there's Trump getting out. He's like, Melania, you better, you hurry up type shit. Get the, and it's like, this is him. This is him. Right. You know what I mean? This is, I saw clips of the inauguration. I was out, so I watched some of the clips of the inauguration. But even before the inauguration came on, they showed Trump, getting ready. And all through everything I saw, he just looked like he was stewing. He looked like he was upset. He looked like he wasn't even feeling the fact.
That's his stick, man.
But maybe that is his stick, but it's beyond his stick, it's his energy, right? Because this is the thing. Obama, even in the midst of everybody saying, oh, this world is going to shit, blase, skip, and I'm sure Obama might even feel a way about, oh, so this is who y'all going to replace me with? After I did all of this shit, this is how motherfuckers getting. All right, cool. He's still cool. You know what I mean? Chilling. Look like his energy is going to be good regardless. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to realize that. Don't let this shit define how your energy is going to be. There's a lot of people that's taking on this gloom and this doom, and they submit to the fact that this is going to be the worst presidency, the worst 4 years. Shit is going to get turbulent. Shit is going to get crazy, but fuck, maintain your own vibe.
I'm on that.
You know what I mean? That's cool.
Inauguration day, that's exactly what I posted, in other words, but I posted that same shit, you know what I'm saying, on inauguration day on the gram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My shit said, I said, when the world changes around you, but your light never dims. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's it, man.
Obama light ain't dimming. Nah. He chilling.
Yeah, he chilling, but I got to keep my light on.
You gotta smile.
Man, I ain't keep my light on, man, because shit.
But you ain't going to smile for 4 years?
I'm smiling, shit. You know what I'm saying? Smiling all through this shit, because I'm going to stay fluid. I'm going to find the motherfucking cracks.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm
going to
see where they shake this shit up and where they shake it out, because every time they shake something, this money fall off the tree.
Yeah. This ain't the first president that you didn't agree with.
Right.
You know.
So this motherfucker's going to make some money, you know what I mean? Somewhere, I'm trying to get mine. Yeah. Wherever, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
You might learn a new hustle.
Yeah. Shit. You keep your eyes open, man, for this shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? Not that you going to jump on their side or agree with them, but every time shit switch up and people shake out and, you know what I'm saying, they stop hiring in the federal government and shit, it's opportunities that come up.
Yeah.
That where you could, you know what I'm saying, slide your way in. He going to make some opportunities for his little real estate friends and shit and for himself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you able to jump in.
Right.
And get your shit off, man, because, man, that's all they respecting out here, man.
Yeah.
When your real life, you know what I'm saying, you got to understand that it's bigger. It's love. It's, you know what I'm saying, your spirituality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, your philosophies and where you want to be in the world. But some people ain't playing by them rules, man. So you got to be able to have a duality about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to fight a little bit on some other rules, too. That's all.
Well, it's curious because, at least to your point, I'm curious to see what Obama...
That's all. You had to say that? Yeah. Live your life.
Sound like y'all like this nigga. Here's Trevor.
No.
Go ahead, Vlad. What you saying?
No. I just wanted to add to that. I wanted to add to the fact that, it's going to be fun to see what Obama's life looks like from now,
he's good.
In terms of what he's going to do with his time, how he's going to live. Like,
how you going to get that bag? I was thinking about that, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, because, I read an article where they say, he get on Air Force One.
Right.
And they took him to Palm Springs where the Obamas are going to vacation and shit. But at his plane, immediately after Trump was sworn in, they changed it from Air Force One to some other name with a bunch of numbers.
Right.
And then that shit is a sign to drop your ass off to your location where you're going.
Right.
And then it's a one way.
It is. Get your tickets.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Now they got to figure their way back, however they getting back or whatever. But that just started me to thinking like, damn, how Obama going, you know what I'm saying? Because that was a hell of a lifestyle you was living, because he wasn't a billionaire or
right.
from no rich ass family or own right. no sports teams and no shit like that. He was like an organizer. He was like right. a, you know what I'm saying? Like your neighbor. He was like your neighbor and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now how he adjusts his lifestyle to balance out where he been for the last 8 years.
Yeah, and there's so many things to change, because when you were the man, when you was the president, like when you were the top motherfucker, there's a lot of shit that you could change.
Right.
You're like, I don't like that shit. We need to change.
Right.
When you just a regular ass citizen, you need to just keep, you know, you got to start a petition. Right. Imagine a former president starting a petition. But I think he's going to be so good because the fact that his thing is, his story wasn't the wealthy guy, right? His mm-hmm. story was the organizer, the community guy, boots on the ground of the people, right? Mm-hmm. Goodwill, you know what I mean? Building a rapport, building momentum and all of that. He was the people's champ before he even had the office.
Mm-hmm.
And it only solidified his people's champness.
Right.
And then he had, in my mind, a great presidency. I'm right. biased, right. you know what I mean? But he had a great presidency, no scandal. He, you know, now.
That's what you're judging it by.
Yeah, that's what now you do. But now he kind of just fall back into all this benevolence.
No, he definitely like, went out
Obama
on top.
Obama never got to pay for a haircut, ever.
Nah, that's the thing. It's going to be a lot of shit laid out for him,
right.
a lot of shit set up. You know, somebody going to let him hold the plane to go back to D.C.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? The foundation going to be flush with cash.
Right.
His speaking bag going to be off the
Stupid.
Chain. You know what I'm saying? It's unparalleled by any rapper or singer. His
right.
speaking bag is going to be, you know what I mean?
What you think? Yeah. How much you think they, which was his quote right now, to go out there and speak to the people?
Probably going to get by mil five.
1.5?
1.5, 2 on special occasions.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know.
On the flyer.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Obama hosts the Super Bowl party.
Obama at Essence Fest.
At Essence Fest. His Woo! Bag is crazy.
Yeah.
DJ D-Nice spinning and
hilarious.
Shit. Hilarious. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's going to be fun to watch because he's still so young. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
he old. He's still youngish. Like,
he's young enough to where you'll never really truly forget, but you could almost forget he was president. He'll
yeah.
be the man for so long. He'd be like, oh shit, he was the president for 8 years.
Right.
I forgot. That's why we fuck with Obama. Yeah. He...
Right. So, you know, it's gonna be a lot of showing ups and appearances and shit, but it's going to be fun though. To watch how he do it, because I didn't pay attention to Clinton how he did his, you know what I'm saying?
I did a little bit.
Because they jumped out and then, you know, it went straight to Hillary running for something, you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, Bill went to Harlem.
Yeah,
set
Bill,
up in Harlem.
Bill, they set up the
he
Harlem.
He was out
so,
there for a bit.
No, he set up for Harlem so Hillary could run for the New York Senate, because
right.
that one was going to be easy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it seemed like a whole, still like a political setup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think Michelle going to be on that shit like that.
I hope not.
You know what I'm saying? She already like, man, I did enough time with these motherfuckers. I'm good.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how he lay out his strategy, his marketing strategy.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how Obama moves without the restrictions of the presidency. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Start smoking again. You know,
going to be in Colorado smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
I want to see
also,
Obama
like, you know,
drunk
he was
or high
so,
talking that shit.
You know
I killed Bin
made.
Laden, nigga.
Every move
Try
he made,
me.
He had to toe the line.
Right. That's you what know, I'm saying.
He had to, you know, am I going to offend Republicans? What interest am I going to? But now it's like he can really, you know, obviously he doesn't have the amount of, he has a different level of influence now that's different from the White House. But I'm right. curious to see how he leverages himself.
I mean, take that filter off.
He might still cause a scene wherever he go. You know what I'm saying? He still got the Secret Service on deck. You know what I'm saying? Not as many, but you know.
He's going to be fine.
He'll be straight. It's just funny to think about. Like, what if I was like, you know, I'd be on some, I do strategy for fun, like,
right.
as a hobby. Like.
What would his first, what would you make his first public appearance?
public
Obama,
appearance, first public appearance.
Fresh off of being the president, first black president. Where you going?
I don't know how to see. I'm of the guys of orchestrating something totally new. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So not falling into some a spot and making that hotter. You know okay. what I'm saying? We might as well create the Obama Fest, as so to speak.
Kenya.
Not a fest, but not in Kenya, in America. We're going to do it right here. Make people travel. It's going to be a weekend. It's going to be a destination event. You know okay. what I'm saying? You come out, you know what
Obama
I'm saying?
Obama Fest?
It's not a fest. We ain't going to call it fest, but it's similar to a fest. We got 3-4 days in a location, hotel, everybody chilling.
What's the demo? Who wants to party with Obama? I know people love Obama, but like...
It's not just gonna be Obama. He got the talent. You okay. know what I'm saying? He gonna have, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna surround him with shit. Okay. So the weekend is gonna be cracking.
Okay. Okay. I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying? We got
Black President's Day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Something shit. You know what I'm saying? We do the shit. Beyonce do her thing, you know what I'm saying? The hive out there and shit. Then you know he have no little financial workshops, how to survive in the Trump era and shit.
Okay.
Get your life together shit.
And is he keynoting it?
He's definitely keynote. He's coming out with the Martin Luther King flow at the end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So he ain't going to really be seen until the end.
He's going to do pop-ups here and there. Like that okay. guy. You know, you're going to feel his presence.
Okay.
But everybody going to be waiting on the big address to let you know where we moving forward from here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is the... He in a situation where he could roll out a platform.
He could still be president. Everybody exactly. saying not my president. He could say he could start a podcast.
Exactly. And he could be the unofficial president. You know what I'm saying?
He could be the unofficial president. But part of me feels like Obama. That's the last thing he want to do is fuck with these motherfuckers again.
I know. Not
this.
It's
too much responsibility.
This is why we starting it low key. You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta have a VIP. It's a VIP.
No, it's not VIP. But it's, you know what I'm saying. It's not. We not rolling out the official plan. We rolling out the platform for y'all to go back to your communities
right.
and take it back. And then right. we take it from there.
Go back to organizing a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a little bit of organizing, but we bring them all to one space, like an Obama summit.
Dance and then learn
you're
get have information.
Fun. Yeah, you're going to have fun. You're going to dance. You're going to do his keynote at the end. The league inspired. We go back home with the platform and shit. I think that'll be dope.
Hmm.
And we could do it every year, every 2 years, however.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I can't think, I mean, again, listen, I'm not, you know, I'm speaking from limited experience, but can you guys think of a president who's left office that has this amount of, I would say, affection, but also ability to move things? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and he has in his back pocket, he has so many resources. Like this, it's like a strong legacy of people with his capacity that can actually start working together. Him and Al Gore, you know, him and Bill can jump on ship with some stuff. So. It's a weird time it's exciting, man. I'm excited to see what he does.
And because Trump went into office, you know what I'm saying? Like a hated figure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's just beloved even that much more. You know what right. I'm saying? On the outgoing, it's like, oh, you know, it was about 3 days of I miss Obama on my timeline. I had to, you know what I'm saying? I felt bad that I ain't post no Obama picture, you know right. what I'm saying? But I couldn't find one that was different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I kind of want Obama to lay low. You know what? I did appreciate, wasn't a whole lot that I appreciated about W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But W. knew he wasn't the most popular. So when he got on that fucking chopper, he was off the scene for a while.
He was off the scene when he was in the office, but you know.
But I mean, but he was like off the scene. I don't remember how the transition was with Clinton and Bush. And I mean, I feel like, to your point, I feel like Clinton went to go ahead and Clinton and Hillary, you know, Bill and Hillary started to start the Hillary
movement.
Yeah.
See, Bush didn't want the job in the first motherfucking place.
But I kind of like a little bit of just, let me lay low, let me let y'all miss me for a while.
But see, Obama got to get his money up.
Yeah, I don't think Obama paper is. I think
I'm just saying I'm just as the advisor. We gonna get your money out. You know, so then you could just lay low. We gonna get all the money that you couldn't get when you was in the office because it was a conflict. We gonna get all them bags and then you could go lay low.
I bet you on a certain level. Obviously, it's always more bags to get. But I bet you this man is so beloved. I bet you right now.
There's
people that just regular citizens that'll go send Obama $25 just because I still fuck with you.
Yeah, that's the foundation. They got that going already. And, you know, while he was in office, it was probably people burying bags for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm motherfucking on the 21st of January, I'm going to let you know where that bag at.
What the fuck? You just dropped some new shit?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, you man.
Saying like people while he was in office, he couldn't take it.
I didn't know you commit to that whole act out. I thought you was actually telling me, and I had to think. I was like, nigga, this is the 24th. I thought you knew about a bag. I was like, oh, you about to go public on the podcast?
How the fuck I'm going to know about a bag? I don't know shit. I'm just Obama a speculate good. Reporter right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a speculation report.
What else would he do? What would you like to see? What would you like to see him do, Chris?
Well, I was going to say, I was looking. The big thing that he's going to make money on is the book. He's going to write a book.
The book is going to be stupid.
$15-30 million he's going to get to make that.
Michelle's going to write a crazy book, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Then what else? What else can they do? Don't do a sneaker deal. Don't do a sneaker deal. Did you see the Obama Jordan?
No.
They That's did it, Obama hilarious. Jordan. It was a four.
They were nice.
They were kind of the fours that you had seen before.
They were nice. I definitely liked them.
But it was something that's kind of almost been available to regular people. You know what I mean? But
right. I mean, it's just like you say. He went out so on top that it seems like, you know what I'm saying, if anybody could help push the people into a platform, you know what I'm saying. He probably don't want no parts of that, like you said. I'm just talking as a little side motherfucker talking.
Oh shit, yeah.
He probably want to go to sleep.
He definitely going to chill out,
to forget some of this shit.
He definitely going to turn his shit on Do Not Disturb for about 2 months.
Let me forget some of this we did. You know what I'm saying? If they only knew.
What if Obama just make Obama Michelle just make another baby? Fuck it, they ain't good shit. What they doing? They just have a new baby.
Michelle looking at your ass like, motherfucker, the bar is closed.
They have a young, that'd be hilarious.
You have another baby. They do that, okay?
That's funny as shit.
I ain't having shit.
Oh, man. What else is going on? You know what? Since we talking about relaxing and just enjoying life, I got to let you people know. Blue Apron is a sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, y'all.
And I'm going to keep it funky. Sunday, I got my first Blue Apron delivered.
How was it?
That shit was fantastic.
Wait. What was the adjective?
Fantastic. It ain't regular.
How far from regular is fantastic?
That shit was far as hell. The shit was so good, I said to my lady, because we both liked it. You get three meals. So we've done two meals out the three so far. The first meal was a good seared chicken with mashed potatoes, kale, and mushrooms. Mm-hmm. That shit was bananas.
Is it cooked or you got to cook it?
No, you got to cook it. Okay. But it's like, dude,
it's simple.
It's simple as fuck. Okay. All you got to do is follow the directions. They give you everything you need. The little shit. You know when you watch cooking shows and they using ingredients that you never, like creme fraiche. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to buy creme fraiche. Like, if you do... You only need a little splash of creme fraiche, but now what you going to do with this whole bottle of creme fraiche you bought for maybe however many dollars? They give you just a little splash.
Okay.
Just to try some creme fraiche in your life, because you've been going with no creme fraiche in your life.
I ain't never even heard of a creme fraiche.
Step into that world.
That should sound like a haircut.
It could, like a little Parisian
fade.
You got
that creme fraiche, boy.
Yeah. But back to Blue Apron. The shit was so good. I said to my lady, I said, yo, this shit's so good. I hope we don't find out the CEO of Blue Apron is racist or some crazy shit. That's what happens when you, person of color, you got to mitigate your enthusiasm or the public goodness. Does it vet out before I can smile all the way? But the shit was great so far. Pretty good. I mean.
Now tell them how they could get involved.
I'm going to tell y'all how y'all can get involved, man. You check out this week's menu and you get your first three meals free. With free shipping by going to blueapron.com/conversation. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to love how good it feels. It tastes. And, it's going to be great to just be able to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/conversation.
I mean, one more question before we break
out. Go ahead.
How much servings do you get? Like, you know what I'm saying? How big is it for one? Is it for two?
No, they got different plans. They got the two servings for, like, you know what I mean? Then they got the family serving, where it's like three to four servings. Mm-hmm. You know,
you got like five people.
Yeah,
I guess. That's bigger than the family.
I don't know. You got to talk to Blue Apron. I'm sure they got some type of...
You got to get family and a half.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But that's something that you got to... Why don't you do that and you report back to us?
Word.
There it is, Blue Apron
Homework.
Research. Anyway, rest in peace to Q from World Star, the founder of World Star.
Wow.
Passed. I just found out about it. I don't know exactly how he died in his sleep.
It's been a lot of dying in the sleeps lately.
It's been a lot of young deaths because I think he was, what, 43?
43. What's going on, man?
People not taking care of themselves. I'm not specific to this man, but I mean, shit, motherfuckers, people are dying. You stay, like, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't take all this unnecessary stress.
So what does this mean for World Star?
I mean, apparently he died, you know, I don't know the full details, but I heard he died in his sleep. That's what I heard.
That's what we just said. Suspicious. Did you hear that on this podcast? We just said that.
No, I'm sorry. I missed it. I probably missed it. I'm sorry.
Cool.
That shit.
But I, you know, yeah, so.
It's interesting because it's like conflicted, you know, like I've seen a lot of people, I never met the cat personally, but I've seen a lot of people tweeting, you know, condolences, you know what I mean?
Right.
And as polarizing as World Star can be, you know, it seems to be that this guy himself, from what I've seen, a lot of people fucked with him, you know what I mean? And it's pretty interesting to, you know, aside from what World Star brings and represents on a just a purely technological and internet level, that shit was a phenomenon.
No
doubt. You not agree?
No, yeah, we definitely agree. It crosses all kind of cultural boundaries. You know what I'm saying? It has its own, you know what I mean? It has its own statement in life. World starring is a verb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, but for not all of the right reasons, but you know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's an online buffet of ignorance.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
What's the legacy of World Star? Do anybody continue it on?
Somebody that's what I want to know.
Picks it up and you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they got like an editorial staff. You know what I mean? That kind of keeps it moving.
Right. Like somebody swoops in and buys it and continues the ignorance.
I guess. I mean, you know, it's there. I know they got a World Star TV show coming to MTV too. I would imagine. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's still a brand.
I had an ill idea.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? For the World Star movie.
Uh-oh.
I can't break it all the way down because, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of listeners out in the world be listening to your ideas and shit. Well, but I thought the World Star movie would be a very dope movie. To, you know what I'm saying? You get that opening scene of some real wild ass shit that somebody captured on the phone.
Right, you were saying this. Yeah.
And then the motherfucking story branches off from there and you can take it in a lot of different directions. I thought that would be a good little...
like an opening scene, like a nice little outset for the shit to start off.
Yeah, very, very violent, very ultra violent and shit.
Like some crazy
like some
shit.
Korean violence, like them Korean movies and shit.
Oh, real bloody?
Just real violent. Just some wild shit that happened on the phone and then you could set the story off.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, in a way, like where you never really like an artful, like when they shoot them fight scenes, just with a lot of art to it,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something like that.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? And then get the story going, because it's a lot of legs to what you could do with a World Star story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody probably gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a shout out in the motherfucking trailer when y'all at Sundance and shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, man.
Nigga, you know damn well if that shit make it to Sundance, you not going to be satisfied with a shout-out.
Hey, man, I put it in the world, man. I gave it to the world.
It is.
It's what they call that shit when you give it to the world. It's Wikipedia. It's public domain.
See a motherfucker at the 2019 Oscars.
Just know Ali got ideas. Let's just know that.
Anyway, man. What else is going on with y'all?
Man, chilling.
Man.
You guys going to talk about the Oscars, right?
Okay, so we talking?
Yeah, go ahead. So. I tried to throw the alley-oop with
this. We know where who you were throwing it to.
Let's keep it
threw
going.
The ball in the air. She was just in the air.
We don't need no
damn. Nah, I was looking at the Oscar nominations came out today, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of color on that, you know what I'm saying? Oscars took a lot of flack last year. Oscar So White hashtag was, you know what I'm saying, back in effect last year.
Uh-huh.
I think they redeemed themselves this year.
Is Oscar so black this year?
Not so black, but you know what I'm saying, Oscars is so inclusive. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So inclusive.
You know what I mean? We spread it out. Oscar So spread it around a little bit this year.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Oscar So diplomatic.
You know what I'm saying? Oscar So let's make up.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the thing is, you did have a lot of good content out this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got Moonlight got nominated. You know what I'm saying? Ava DuVernay, we talked about her documentary earlier, The 13th got nominated. Mimi is nominated with Hidden Figures.
Oh, you know shout out to Mimi.
You know what I mean? So, she's a producer, but the movie got nominated, so which means, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, Mimi got nominated.
He said your man, cinematographer.
Oh, yeah, for Arrival, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bradford Young got nominated. Bradford Young, you heard us talk about him, or heard me talk about him on the podcast, you know what I'm saying, before. He's a DP, you know what I'm saying, young brother that, you know what I'm saying, I don't know personally, but we're closely affiliated, but I don't know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fan of his because what he does kind of affects the whole ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Which, you know what I'm saying, opens up shit for me when he succeeds.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying, he's nominated for Best Cinematography, which is the first time a black DP was nominated for cinematography like that.
Wow.
So, for an Oscar. So, that's huge, and that's dope, and shit, man. It's a lot going on out here.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think also, you know, I mean, let's not forget Denzel, baby. You know what I mean?
He got nominated?
The Fences.
Oh, he got nominated?
Fences, yeah.
Did Viola get nominated or no?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Did y'all see it?
Not yet.
Did you see it,
Flat? I saw it three times.
Oh, you saw it three times? Times? All right. It was
mad. Yeah.
It was good. I think Viola killed it a little bit. Like, you know, I'd go for her getting the Oscar if I had to, you know what I mean? After two of them, performance-wise, I think she took it all away. You know what I mean? They both killed it, but I think if I had to pick one out the two, I'd say Viola.
But did one Denzel in the Broadway production at one point?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he did his thing. Yeah. And he directed it. Did a lot. Denzel's Denzel. Like, he got a few.
He got one.
Two. At least two.
He got Training Day.
Well, he got
Glory.
He got Supporting Actor.
It's two Oscars.
Okay, that's cool. All right. I was thinking he only had one.
You got your boy. You got your boy Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
You talk about him already?
Moonlight. Yeah. Nah, we ain't. Mahershala.
Mahershala, I think.
Mahershala.
I think it's Mahershala.
Mahershala?
I think it's Mahershala.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Mahershala?
We've been trying to figure this out for about 4 weeks now. Mahershala. It's Mahershala.
Ali.
Shout out to Mahershala.
If that's right.
What's his
we
name?
Hope that's right. We're so strong
Harris.
With it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she got nominated, Naomi Harris?
Naomi Harris for Moonlight, yeah.
Wow, Moonlight got nominated.
Is it a separate nomination or just because she's in the
Best Supporting Actress?
Oh, nice.
Who's she up against?
She's up against, I think, Viola Davis. Fences.
Ooh-wee.
Listen, man, I ain't throwing no chef salt in the game, whatever, man. But when they were saying that she was, you know what I'm saying, up for getting nominated for Moonlight. And when you hear the backstory, they had to shoot all of her scenes in one day.
Yeah, she did it quick.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope. But
to me, or somewhere.
No, her performance wasn't the performance that stood out to me in that movie. Just me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought she was good. I thought she was really good, actually. I thought she was really good to the point where now I know who she is.
Right.
Because around the same time, I think there was a Will Smith movie that she's a part of, and it was like a like a billboard, and she was on it, and I was like, oh, I don't know who that is. You know what I mean? And then I saw in the thumb, I was like, all right, she's dope.
Right.
Now, I think Viola, like I said, Viola destroyed it. Like, right. She killed it.
And, but, you know, that's just me. I was just
all right.
Saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've seen better crackheads, but, you know, it's just me.
You think Vivica was a better, man. I mean, not Vivica, Hallie was a better crackhead? Are we going through a crackheads of the years?
Nah, crackhead, Gator was the best crackhead of
Gator
all time.
Gator was the best crackhead of all time. Now, where would you rank Hallie versus Naomi? Naomi's Moonlight, Hallie is Jungle Fever.
No, I get it. I mean, Hallie's Jungle Fever crackhead was a little bit anime. It was almost cartoonish, you know what I'm saying? So I can't put in, I guess Pookie would be the next crackhead under Gator.
Wow.
To me.
Okay. All right.
You like male
crackhead.
No, I didn't get the texture. I didn't get the real crackhead texture from the mama like that. Just, you know what I'm saying? From the other performance, when you surround the other performances and the texture that all the other characters had, to me, hers just didn't stand out. To me, just to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, I got two things. I'll say two things about crackheads.
okay, here we go.
the first one is, if the reason I like Moonlight so much is because that director did so much with so little dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
He literally just maintained the shots, and his imagery was amazing. And that's why I think Naomi's performance is so good, because she had this, she had to communicate that without a lot of dialogue. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that's where she did a great job. Now, in terms of crackheads, are we sticking with black crackheads for this right now? Or are we going across the board?
Go diverse crackheads. Who you got?
Because I got to tell you, man, I got to tell you, Christian Bale in The Fighter.
Is he a crack? I don't think he's a crackhead. He's like on meth or something. That's not crack. Is he crack? He is on crack.
I believe he is on crack.
He was on crack when he jumped in the trash.
He did a phenomenal job.
No. All right, let's
I like that. Diversity crackheads. Keep going.
Let's switch it off of crackheads. Just slightly.
Slightly to what?
Just slightly to what I'm really comparing her to.
Okay.
I'm really comparing her performance to motherfucking another dysfunctional mama, Monique and Precious.
Oh, that's way different.
No, I mean, it was dysfunctional ass mama. You know what I'm saying? That was what they was portraying. Now, it wasn't apples to apples, no, but I just didn't feel that. I didn't feel as afraid for him, you know what I'm saying, like you did with Precious. I didn't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I didn't feel that danger for the kid, you know what I'm saying, in that situation that I felt like should have been.
That's what you're
saying. That's all.
I think Monique, if I'm not mistaken, threw a pot at or a pan at Precious.
And she was just so fucking... She gave you that shit that was like, damn, that's a fucked up motherfucker.
It was almost damn near as much Monique's movie as it was Gabourey Sidibe's movie.
Definitely.
With Naomi Harris, she pops in here and there. It was more of an ensemble because you still had Mahershala, you had Janelle Monáe, you had the three male protagonists, the young, you know, the three movements, and then Naomi.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I think is Mahershala nominated for anything like stand out, or is it just with the movie?
With the movie, I think it's I think he's getting best supporting actor.
Because I think in Golden Globes he didn't have I think they did Naomi and
she won. I know Moonlight won the Golden Globe.
I think he did a great job holding it.
Yeah, he was nominated for best supporting actor.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he did a
who
great job.
Who we up against?
Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either. Lucas,
go ahead.
Lucas Hedges for Manchester by the Sea.
That's whatever.
Young kid. I don't know. I didn't see that okay. Probably the kid, though.
He wasn't bad. Go ahead.
Whatever.
Dev Patel from Lion.
I didn't watch that. I heard good things. I still got it. I haven't watched it, but go ahead. Shout out to Dev Patel.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
And Michael Shannon in Nocturnal
Animals.
Oh,
he got this shit.
I think he might have
talk,
it. He
talk
could,
talk
he
about
could.
A motherfucker who ain't seen none of them.
Well, let's start betting.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. He got this shit, man. He got this shit.
Do you think Moonlight is going to sweep, or do you think Moonlight is going to get all this attention and then get nothing and get shafted?
I think they might get one. You know what I'm saying?
Then they're gonna get the big boy, best act, best movie?
I think only because when I was doing that shit for the Oscars,
right?
They was about to screen it and the voters was so fucking ready to see this fucking movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I could see how, you know what I'm saying, it got just so built up in the conversation that I think they could come away with one. I don't know if they'll get the big boy. But they gonna get one.
I think the big boy, and this is me just being devil's advocate. I don't know. I think La La Land's gonna get it.
Who's up for the big boy? Go ahead. Let me see it.
We got Arrival.
Arrival.
Oh, go ahead, Vlad. If you have it.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Arrival, uh-huh. Fences, uh-huh. Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay.
Hell or High Water.
Right.
Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. La La Land, which I think is probably gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
Lion, that's... Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
So they put y'all all in that one category, right. And then they get a shit to La La Land, and then you just had to be happy you was there.
I fell asleep during La La Land. I've heard the last scene supposed to be all of that. I've heard some people say it's a little overblown. We talked about Manchester by the Sea. It was decent. I could see that shit winning, but I wouldn't vote for it if I had to pick out of those. I mean, I only seen a few of them, but I would go with Moonlight, which you know.
Over Fences?
Yeah. I mean, Fences was cool. Fences felt about 30 minutes too long. Mm. A little too long. It was great acting. One thing I liked about Fences is shows like motherfuckers been beefing about the same shit for about 100 years.
And beyond.
You know what I mean? Just probably infidelity ass.
Probably motherfuckers in the pyramid beefing about the same shit.
For years.
Touch, I told you, monkey ass.
Years and years. That shit is the same song.
Look at Cleopatra out there. I told her about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Anyway, man.
I think in terms of what I could rewatch over and over,
mm-hmm.
I go with Fences. I've seen it 3 times already.
Right.
But in terms of the impact, I got to go with Moonlight. Just because the way he shot it, the topic he talked about, how he talked about it. I haven't seen La La Land yet, but that's just because I do not like. I'm not a big musical film buff. I don't like songs in my movies.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking don't like music at all.
No, it's just not in my movies, man. Like, I just feel like, you
talking to him.
Keep that shit out my movie.
You talking about an old, I used to be a music supervisor. You want me fired off the set.
There you gotta go.
Nah.
Want people, don't like, I don't want no don't like music, music in my movie.
I don't like a lot of music in my movie. Just tell the story.
Music is the other character.
Yeah, I gotta try it. I haven't seen it. I'm with you, though. I'm not the biggest fan of musicals. That's a little.
I'm not.
Yeah, it's a little.
A little glee-ish.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. I don't watch any of that type of shit. I can't think of the last musical that I fully watched all the way.
Grease.
Speaking of, it's not a musical, but speaking of, Oscar So Black, the New Edition biopic starts today on the good BET. I think it's a three-night extravaganza.
Mini-series.
I'm fucking excited about
shout
this
out
shit.
To Tamisa.
Oh, Tamisa Sam?
Yeah, she worked on that.
Oh, shout out to Tamisa.
So she's been bigging it up for about a year now. Yeah. So I can't wait to see it. New Edition.
It's the New Edition movie on BET.
Oh, okay.
No, Wood Harris is in it.
Little dude from Empire.
Yeah. What's his name? Hassan or I don't know. Little dude from Empire.
Yeah,
keep it like that.
Jamal.
Not Jamal.
Oh, no, that's not Jamal. The other one.
Hakeem from Empire.
See, I told you I was going to fuck it up. Hakeem.
It's all right. It should be good. They said Yvette Nicole. Let me stop. Star names. Yvette Nicole. What is her name? She's been in a bunch of shit. She's funny as hell. She, what do you know her from? She kind of like favor Jill Scott a little bit.
Mm.
What the fuck has she been in?
It's okay.
Yeah, don't worry. I thought Chris was on it.
that's how you do it.
It's somebody yelling at the shit. Motherfucker, it's Yvette Nicole. First of all, it's not it. What is it?
Yeah, it's Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah. Show him who it is, because he's seen
it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll pull her up over here.
Yeah. Pull her up. Oh, shit.
Yeah, then,
technology.
You know.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's
what also, I wanted to ask you guys, I just saw the trailer for it, but did you guys, any of y'all see that, what the hell's his name? Give me 1 second. It's on the tip of my tongue. The James Baldwin documentary.
No, I didn't even know about it.
I'm Not Your Negro. That's nominated too.
That's in the movies, right?
It's gotta be.
I mean, yeah, it's nominated, right?
It's nominated.
I saw the trailer. I'm excited to see it. I think y'all see it.
How did it get nominated and even come out yet?
Because I think it's a deadline or some shit. I don't know. Maybe they did a limited run before, and now they just pushing it. You know, it's a lot of little trickery to, you know what I'm saying, running your schedule to get nominated and
shit. Check it out. Shout out to all the actors. I went to Broadway last week to...
to the street?
I went to a play. I went to saw the show Front Page. Because I was like, let me go ahead and try to get inspired. You know, I've been trying to get inspired by a bunch of different things. So I'm like, let me go see some acting. Go to Broadway.
Okay.
And
culture deep.
Yeah, man, I'm a culture cipher. And there's a site or organization, I think it's called TDF. Like, if you work within any part of entertainment.
Like Top Dog?
No, that's TDE.
I'm just fucking with you.
But if you work in any part of entertainment, you could get like discounted Broadway tickets.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, this play, they had it advertised as discounted, but then it wasn't.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll buy the full joint, because it was John Goodman, John Slattery, and Nathan Lane.
Okay.
And, you know, I fuck with John Goodman since Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
Killed it in Flight, you know what I mean? A number of other things. John Slattery fan from Mad Men. You know what I mean? Nate DeLange just been killing shit on Broadway. I'm not, you know, I just know who he is. I know he's a beast. I think he might even have a Tony. So I was like, well, damn, you get to see all these people. You know what I mean? Let's go check it out. Mm-hmm. And what I like about Broadway, Vlad, you probably appreciate this. Broadway to me, it's like, it's just like the circuit, like for a comic. You know, like when they not on, I mean, it's probably something like The Cellar or The Comedy Store, because it's presented in a way that that evokes some type of, you know, some type of prestige. Mm-hmm. But it's just actors out there working.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not getting movie money. They're not getting TV money. They're making Broadway money, which is like $650 a week, from what I understand. I heard Denzel say some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they just really doing it, keep their chops up because they love the game. And it's kind of ill to see that, because you seeing people that you know from television and movies on stage sweating it out for 2.5 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like showing you, oh, I get this. You know, it's like N1 for acting. I was like, I fuck with it, man. So shout out to the Broadway.
You know what made me know how hard the Broadway shit was?
What?
It was when Puffy went and did.
Did you watch that shit?
I went to see it when he was.
I saw
it
too. Rain. What was it? Lorraine Hansberry joint. It was the Raisin in the Sun.
Raisin in the Sun.
Right.
He made that shit look so hard. That motherfucker was working his ass off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Puff Daddy up there, like you say, sweating. Like he was. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be Puff Daddy when you acting in a Broadway play.
No. Nah.
You gotta be this motherfucker. Yeah. Like so. That motherfucker was working his ass off, boy. I was like, man, this shit ain't easy.
You can't phone it in either, man. You got to be present.
You gotta be there.
That making an entrance shit is some real Broadway shit, because when Slattery came out the first time, people was like, ah! Like, you only get that one time to make that. He made that entrance. I was like, okay. Yeah. It was cool just to see that, man.
That's a whole nother art to that shit, boy. You just can't just fake that.
Nah, you can't phone it in. Oh, shit.
That's what they call that?
Yeah.
Phone it in. Where that come from?
I don't know where that comes from. We have to do some research on that.
Might have been a little comedy.
Nah, I think that goes beyond that. Goes beyond. That's just basically just
You gotta be that. I understand. I just was wondering. That I didn't know if that was, you know, saying a little comic talk, you know, because y'all be having y'all thing, you know.
Right.
I'll be trying to catch up. And then I'm sure people out there trying to catch up too. So
yeah, they might know. If you know where Phone It In came from, where that derived from, let us know in the comments, man. Anyway, no is Vlad still on the phone?
Yeah. I'm here, brother. I'm here, man.
Oh, shit.
LAVLAD.
Yeah, man. What's up with you, man? Anything? Anything going on with you out there in the LAs? You back in LA?
I'm back in LA.
Okay.
And I am getting ready for this, doing a taping for HBO next week.
All right.
And then I'm working on a food hosting show that got that Hyundai picked up. So I don't know what the details look like yet, but I'll keep you guys in tune on what that looks like.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
You said that Hyundai picked up?
Hyundai is sponsored by Hyundai, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a showcasing working class chefs.
Okay, right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, shit, I feel like it might be time for us to get the fuck out of here.
Now that you done said it.
Yeah, it's about that time. Vlad, where you going to be at this week?
Man, I just got back to LA, so nothing is nothing set in stone. I think I'll be at the Comedy Magic Club on Saturday, but it hasn't been confirmed yet. But I think on Saturday I'll be there.
Okay. Muhammad, what you doing, man?
Man, I'm out in Brooklyn, man. Uh-huh. We're shooting some stuff and, you know, tightening up some stuff. It's, you know, just business as usual, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be out there trying to, you know what I'm saying, change my energy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use my energy to help, you know what I'm saying, add to the conversation of the world, you know what I'm saying? Since everybody is activated, I just want to add my little 2 cents in, not as far as the fight, but as far as the light.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Bars!
Ooh. Oh.
Bars!
The podcast bars.
Ooh. Oh, you know what I'm shit!
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to work at, you know what I'm saying, expressing my feelings a little more on my gram and shit like that. So it's been working, though. I done increased my activation by like 50%.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, maybe I'm growing and maybe that's the direction. You know what I'm saying?
That's good, man.
So I'm trying that out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can catch me at Mr. Muhammad on the gram. You know what I'm saying? Thorough TV on the snap. And, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'll be out there.
There it is. There it is. That is it. That's what's up. Shit, I'm in the city. I'm just around. Friday night, I will be at, that's the 27th. I'll be at Stand Up New York on the 8 o'clock show and on the 10 o'clock show. And until then, I'll be back here. But actually, fuck that. Hold on now. I'm going to be at the D.C. Draft House. And, yeah, I'm going to be at the Draft House in D.C. from March 16th through the 18th, I believe. Tickets are on sale now. And if you live in Poughkeepsie, I'm going to be up there on March 25th. I'll put the venue information online very soon. But that, yeah, check that out. If you're in D.C., let's get that sold out for real, for real. And if you're in Poughkeepsie, let's get that shit popping as well. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation. Conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.